If your spider plant is looking peaky and that Venus flytrap you bought just kicked the bucket, you need On The Ledge, the podcast about indoor gardening where you learn everything you need to know to keep your houseplants looking lush. I'm Jane Perrone. Join me and a host of wonderful guests to chat all things houseplants at On The Ledge Podcast.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of The Show Radio. This is episode 478 of The Show. I'm your host, Andrew, and this is your source for tech, gaming, and entertainment news. This episode, I'm talking to Min Ming. She's the co-founder of Shinji Tech, and this particular product, the Musix headphones, is really, really dope. I've been spending a lot of time lately talking about it in recent episode of The Show Radio. So it's really, really dope. Definitely check it out. They currently have an Indiegogo campaign going on right now. That is for the Musix affordable smart noise canceling headphones, which you could find on Indiegogo.com under the project Musix affordable smart noise canceling headphones. You'll find it there. I'll have a link in the show notes about this particular product. Had a great conversation with Ming Ming. She is dope. She's awesome. I definitely want to say thank you so much for giving me the time to speak with you, Ming Ming. Definitely check out this conversation and enjoy. Ming Ming, I'm excited to meet you and talk about your product. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks very much for spending the time with me.
Absolutely. So talk to me about this awesome Musix headsets that you guys, your team have coming out. We've seen the product videos that you guys have on the Indiegogo page, but I'm excited about everything that you have there. It talks about the canceling, the noise canceling feature, and there's a lot of boasts. Comparison here and stuff like that. So I'm going to let you get into all that, but definitely I'm excited about it.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much. Actually, I have the product here with me. So I guess like it really starts from what was the question and how we're going to solve it, right? So we've seen a lot of people that who want excellent quality noise canceling headphones, but not many people wants to pay like $349 for a pair of them, right? And for me, I personally, I don't want to pay for that. So like our idea was creating a really good quality noise cancellation headphone, but meanwhile, like charging affordable price. So right now on Indiegogo campaign, we started from $129, but of course that was like a super early bird has long gone, but we still have a $149 perks available. So that's like $200 lower than a Bose or Sony that you can get from the market. So I want to address three things that are very important for us and also for the consumers too. One is the noise cancellation performance. Second is user experience. Third one is the audio quality. So noise cancellation, apparently you've seen all this, like the comparison video with Bose QC35 on the campaign page, right? Yeah. So that was the one that we did a couple of weeks ago. And the reason why we compare Bose is not because we want to say, hey, we're better than Bose, but just want to say that Bose is like, we take Bose as a benchmark. So we set a standard really high for ourselves. And if you watch that video, you can see that both of us actually perform really, really good. But specifically within 200 hertz all the way up to 600 hertz, Musix outperforms Bose, right? But of course, like under 200, Bose performs better. Above 600, we're pretty much on par with each other. Yeah. So we are a startup. We're about 20 people. And we're a team that pays a lot of attention to the details. So for example, I'm just giving you some like small tiny detail examples. So for example, this pad on the ear cup. So this is made by a special material. It's a high density memory foam. So with this high density memory foam, and it can block a wider range of noise. It can also block it more effectively. Yeah. So the engineering team is still testing out like different components of the pad and making sure that it's softer than the current version right now so that people can wear it for longer hours. They're more comfortable, right? And from the ANC part, we use hybrid ANC, which means we have four microphones inside a headphone, two on each side. So hybrid ANC can usually be found out in those headphones above $300 range. So Bose has it, Sony has it, but for example, Beats doesn't have it, Plantronics doesn't have it. Yeah. So this is the noise cancellation part. If you have any question, just like shoot me the questions. I'm happy to answer that.
Absolutely.
But yeah, so the second one is user experience. So we focus on user experience a lot. Something that really eye-catching at the very beginning is this charging stand, right? So it's a magnetic wireless charging stand. It's pretty easy. You just click it from the bottom, okay? Remember that that's from the bottom because it's a magnetic contact. Yeah. So once it's connected, it just starts to charge automatically. When it's charging, there's really cool like blue lights shining on the top. So I would say that, well, it looks pretty. I personally would like one pair on my desk, right? It just looks cool. And on another side that we can take example of in flight. So I'm sitting on a plane. I have my headphone on, ANC on. What if the flight attendant wants to talk to me? What drink do I want? So instead of taking the headphone off, I can just simply place the left hand on the left ear cup, and the music volume will go down. Human voice will be amplified.
Okay, so I have a question right there. Now, is that indefinitely?
Go ahead.
Is that indefinitely? As long as I have my hand there, it will stay at that volume, and once I remove it, it goes back to normal? Or is there a timeout for that particular feature?
As long as your hand touches the left side, it's there.
That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah. But still, this is for like a short conversation.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. If you have a longer conversation, we actually also have a mode. It's called transparency mode. So transparency mode is basically that you're still hearing music, but you can hear the ambient noises super, super well, just as if you don't have your headphone on at all. Yeah. So I'm a big fan of this feature because I like wearing my headphone walking, crossing the road, and I want myself to be safe.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And another feature is auto pause and play. So pretty simple. Take it off, automatically pauses, put back on, automatically resumes. And this feature, I would say the two biggest advantages of this feature is one, it saves battery. Yeah. And the second one is it will not stop my music. It will sort of like allow me to listen to the music where I stopped. Right. Yeah. But this feature is something that you can find out in some of the headphones on the market. So I wouldn't say this is our innovation, but something we did for the innovation is the proximity sensor we use. So it's embedded inside the left side of the ear cup.
Okay.
Here's the one that you can see. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, for those listening, I'm going to have videos for the guys, the stuff that you have on the YouTube channel. I'm going to link to this particular post. So if you're like, okay, well, what ear cup and what does it look like and stuff like that, I'm going to have all the videos for this particular post. But go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. So like most of the headphones on the market, like who already have this feature, they use some other pressure sensor, like some other proximity sensor. One of the common uses is called pressure sensor. So pressure sensor is a sensor usually embedded in the pad, but leather will wear out as time goes on, right? And sooner or later, you need to change your pad itself. But what if there is a sensor embedded there? There is no way you can change it. The only way is just spend money, buy a new pair, right? So, and also for the other sensors commonly adopted, they often trigger mistakes. So oftentimes you will like, for example, if I put a headphone in my backpack, then something like touches it, then it triggers the mistakes, right? But with this infrared proximity sensor, that it triggers very few mistakes. At least for me, I've been using this prototype for a long time and zero mistake for me. Yeah. So I would say that this is from the user experience. As you can see, we add a bunch of different features there, but every feature we add there, it's useful. Yeah. So we also like pay a lot of small, tiny attention on that. For example, this is still prototype. So our engineering team is still fine tuning a lot of different things. Like for example, the pad I was talking about, and also here the cushion, just want to make sure that it's more comfortable. And also we made a pretty big a product update announcement last week, which is we just changed the micro USB charging port
to type C. Yes.
Yeah, to type C. Yeah, you see that. Yes. Yeah, cool. Yeah. So finishing the second part, the third part is audio quality, of course, this is a pair of headphones, right? Everyone cares the audio quality. So how we do it differently? Although, well, I would say that besides the components part you can see on the specs, which we have dynamic driver 40mm, we have aptX, we use Bluetooth 5, which is we're probably one of the very early like headphones on the market use Bluetooth 5. And we also spent almost 2 years developing a unique software for us. It's called Mu6Q Hearing Optimization. So essentially that consumers, it's just really easy for people to use. You put your headphone on and then connect to the app and then initiating the testing function from the app, testing process from that app. And the testing that the headphone will play different audio on different frequencies and test your hearing sensitivity. So the idea is when we grow up, that more or less we're going to have certain hearing damages on certain frequencies, right? Then it makes total sense. Like everyone hears differently, right? So in order to sort of compensate this, your hearing damage, hearing losses, we, the headphone, will map your personal profile for you. And then it matches the perfect listening situation that we defined to provide you a personalized, excellent audio quality experience.
Okay, so essentially, this should be the first thing that we do before listening to anything.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Ideally. And this is not a one-time thing. So let's say when you use the headphone for like 3 months, 6 months, you can always redo that. And it will actually help the headphone and an app to figure yourself more. Yeah. So that's all about it. Like, again, we are a startup. We have put more than 2 years on development on this headphone, and we have done tremendous market research. And we're a team that we really we're paying attention to details, right? Make sure that, like, for us, it's just a matter like every detail matters. And we do care about our backers and our consumers' feedbacks. So, for example, the Type-C change is actually a feedback and a suggestion from the Indiegogo backers. So as long as you have any comments or something, let us know that we'll definitely evaluate every single comment internally. Even if not applicable for this version, we will definitely think about the future versions.
Awesome. I definitely want to capture a couple of things that you have on your Indiegogo page. You talked about the microphone. You talked about transparency mode. You talked about smart touch and talk, the app control, the hearing optimization. One of the things I always wondered is how do you guys decide on how many millimeter drivers that you're going to use? Because I know some headsets have 50 plus millimeter drivers because of a broader sound stage. How do you guys decide if 40 is what you're going to use versus some of the other size drivers that are out there?
Yeah. So I would say that I'm probably not the best person to answer this question because I'm not on an engineering side. I'm not on the product side either. So like I can definitely ask our product manager and engineering team that their answer to this question, right? But with like in the past more than two years, we tested a ton of different components. And then we decided, okay, this is the best thing, that no matter from quality perspective or cost perspective, it's sort of a combination for us to make the decision.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. So 24 hour battery life, that includes, can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So first of all, we use a very strong battery. And second, apparently, as I told you, when we were talking about auto pause and play feature, right? We do have some technology inside that to keep the battery stronger. Yeah. So this battery will allow, it will be fully charged in about 2 hours. Once it's fully charged, it can last for a minimum 24 hours with both ANC on and music on.
Okay. Okay. The noise cancellation is on by default based on what I've been researching.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So is that a concern for individuals that they want to have it on or off or have the ability to turn it on and off? And one of the things I did see in the comments section on your page is enjoying the fact that it's on in a quiet setting without music is also enjoyable. Can you talk about that a little bit? Because I saw a couple of comments in relation to that particular feature.
Yeah. So like we have a few like a few buttons on both of the sides. And on the left side, there are two buttons. One is the power on and off. Another one is changing modes. So we have three modes defined at this moment. One is ANC on, which is by default. And if you press it again, it turns to transparency mode. Press another time, turns to the ANC off mode. Yeah. So basically, we do have the ANC on and ANC off mode, as well as the transparency mode. But it's really a pity that we didn't meet in New York. Otherwise, you can totally experience it. The ANC on mode is just great. It's just great, you know. Like with ANC on, I feel like, and ANC on, I can still hear a little bit outside because of the different frequencies, you know. Like this is just the whole thing about noise canceling headphones, right? But with ANC on and music on, I will be completely embedding in my own world.
Awesome. Okay, so I got a couple of things that I did see. Some things you already addressed. Music is an over-ear headphones. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Over-ear.
Mm-hmm. Replaceable ear cups. That is a conversation that may happen as far as it relates to adding a second set in the package, right? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
In the future.
Maybe. Yeah. Okay. In the future.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Google Assistant and Alexa. So talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So unfortunately, this version won't be able to support Google Assistant and Alexa. But for our future versions, we will definitely consider that because everything's moving to smart.
Very cool. Okay. So Bluetooth transmitter, so I can attach a Bluetooth to the PC and use your music headphones. What's the conversation surrounding that?
So we're still internally evaluating that because it's probably more complicated than most people think because we're not going to just source a product from the mass market and say, hey, this is the Bluetooth transmitter we're going to give to you or sell to you, right? Considering we are a team that we focus on product a lot. So we will definitely test a ton of the Bluetooth transmitter that we can get from the market, and then maybe we will do ourselves.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So I wouldn't say this is a decision of yes or no hasn't been made at this moment. I would just say that we will keep you posted about that one.
That's fine. But I definitely want to have, if feasible, future conversations with you guys as it relates to development and stuff like that. That'd be amazing. LDAC, the codec. Is that something that you guys are considering supporting, still conversational, or what's happening with that?
So are you talking about the aptX codec?
Right, because I think the LDAC is a Sony codec, if I'm understanding that correctly.
Yeah. I remember that comment. So it's just a different specs. We already have the aptX codec. So aptX is basically it's a Bluetooth codec. And it will allow the audio quality to be better. So we already have it.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Next thing I have is support for 5.1 or 7.1 in future iterations of the headset. What's the conversation surrounding the surround sound conversation?
That's a part I need to talk to my product team and then figure this out.
No problem. Next thing, a soft case or hard case in the packaging?
Mm-hmm. So right now we have a pouch in the packaging. Yeah. And a hard case is something I cannot announce at this moment. But for our Indiegogo backers, most likely we can provide a hard case.
Okay.
But it's just it's not finalized at this moment. So, you know, yeah.
Okay. All right. These are things that you guys already confirmed. Musics does support AAC codec or code, mm-hmm. I should say. Mm-hmm. Musics supports two device connection at the same time.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
That's mm-hmm. that's some things that you guys already mentioned. We talked about the battery life, and the rotation of the ear cup. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So the rotation of the ear cup is just like that. It's gonna be rotated to flat, and the hard case, as well as the pouch we're talking about, is going to be a flat, sort of either a square or a round one.
Okay. So the other thing I have also is any setting changes on the app will be remembered by music headphones. What does that mean for the individuals who do not understand that? What does that mean?
Yeah. So let's say if you set a change of the headphone on your own phone, right, with your own app, but then your headphone connects to a different Bluetooth device, then it will remember it. So for example, you set your hearing optimization already, you change another device to listen to music, it will still be there.
Very cool. Very cool. Okay. Music can be synced with any of your music app after Bluetooth pairing.
Yes.
So that's mm-hmm. something that you guys already confirmed. I mean, that's all I have. Mm-hmm. Anything that mm-hmm. I missed that you want to touch on, I guess, before we close? That's all I have. Those are all my comments. Those are all my questions.
You covered a lot. You covered all of them, I guess. Yeah.
that's pretty good.
It's great. Yeah, it's great.
And where can they find the Indiegogo campaign? I think there's 7 days left on it, if I remember correctly. Did I see that right?
Yes.
7 days.
It's only seven.
Yep.
Yeah, only 7 days. So we still have like $149 early bird perks available. So if you want to support us, if you want to buy this awesome headphone, it's the right time to buy. Because once we launch officially on the retail market, it's going to be $249.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, I'm excited. So definitely thank you so much for your time. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much for your time too.
Thanks so much for tuning into this podcast. If you missed our show, or if you ever miss a live show, join our Discord where you can leave questions, be a part of the community. Head over to Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app and subscribe. Also in the Discord, it lets you know when I go live or Daniela goes live on Twitch. Definitely consider rating and review the show. For our show notes, links, and all those things, visit theshowradio.info. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Definitely, definitely, definitely support Ming Ming and Music Headphones. Take care.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.